That good?
Yeah, all bro. Right, that race good.
All right.
Yeah, ready for the intro?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so welcome to the first episode of the Ins and Outs of High School Podcast. I'm your host, Thomas Jackson, followed with Billy Darrell and Bub Harris. You guys can introduce yourselves one at a time, please.
Howdy.
Yeah, that's Billy Darrell. You're supposed to say your name and shit, dude. Bub, take it away.
All right, boys, I'm Bub H. It's going to be a fun time. It's going to be a great time. So just sit back, eat some shit, and enjoy the show.
Yeah, get some popcorn and shit. This shit's going to get wild.
And grab your jewel.
Yeah, hell yeah. Definitely grab one of those. To start off, the first episode is kind of going to be a test run, as well as some other things, just to kind of see what's happening and how this is going to work out. Today's topic is going to be there's going to be many things, but the main topic we're going to kind of start off with is 6ix9ine and how he was arrested. Now, this idea came from Bub. But now me, I'm not a big 6ix9ine fan. I think his music in general is kind of whack. This new album is all right, though. What are y'all thinking?
Two songs and that's it.
Yeah.
I thought that was pretty much fire, bro, honestly.
I'm going to be 100% real with you, Chief. That shit was terrible.
Yeah. Ah, what a guy.
Yeah.
My
favorite song is one with his name. Well, with my name, that's my favorite song. Simply because he's got my name.
Well, that's on Graduation. I don't even count. I mean, hey, I like it. It's improvement. I thought it was a lot better.
What do y'all think about him getting arrested, though? Have y'all seen some of the details on that?
I ain't in there for 50 years.
I don't know.
38, minimum.
If he's had
38.
I don't know. I'm actually going to check Twitter real quick because I actually have no clue. I've seen a bunch of stuff. They got him on, like, racketeering and some other things.
He supposed to rape a girl or something. Which
that's a case that was actually, like...
He's like, Billy, here trying to catch a case.
Dear God. That is... sexual assault case to a minor is from actually a really long time ago, but where they got him into... with all the racketeering charges and things like that, they're going to or some shit on that to see if they can get it. And so that's what they're trying to do. That's kind of what I've seen. I don't really know how to take it as far as that. But, I mean, it seems like he's in pretty deep shit.
Oh, he's going to be 38 years deep. Sound like to me.
Well, that's just with that one case. So you take a look at all the racketeering, and they also got him they're investigating him over some kind of shooting that happened back. I can't ever remember who was.
This guy's got to calm down, dude.
Who he was beefing with, and people were saying that he ordered like a gang attack or some kind of attack on another rapper, or I don't know if it was another rapper. It was on someone, and y'all remember how they said that. They were telling him, like, you know, you can't, like, say, like, you can't, like, say Treyway anymore because it's, like, affiliated with, like, the, like, an actual gang, like, gang violence and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Treyway!
Well, so, that's actually a big thing that they're in right now. It's pretty screwed with that. So... He's in some deep water, and it kind of sucks for him though, because with the album he's got right now, it's doing very well. I'm pretty sure it's trending right now.
Why don't you get some listeners?
Get some listeners.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Well, you can go on this right here on Anchor, and then have that go to listen and type in your name.
You're going to have to edit this shit out.
Yeah, it's not live, Billy.
Oh, man, I thought it was.
No, this ain't live. You can't, record and bitch shit.
Okay, Billy, you man, tone this shit back. You hear me? Gotta chill.
Ready up on But
anyway. My Fortnite's on 76.5%.
All right. So, back on a serious note right here. I mean, I don't really have much to talk about. Besides that, that's kind of, he's in jail. That kind of sums it up, then, doesn't it?
Leave us some serious questions. I don't know if you want to on the Instagram comment section down below.
Yeah, for sure, bro. Hit, like the Instagram is at Ins and Outs of High School, man. Go down there and check us out. Drop us some questions if you want to see us answer or listen to us answer some of y'all's questions, and leave some ideas of things to talk about. That way we're not going to sit here and be fucking dumbfounded.
And if we get a big enough following fan base, I'll personally go buy some jewel pods and give away.
Give away jewel pods. That's a light to hear, boys.
Fortnite's on 79.3%.
Damn it, Bailey.
So solid.
I just leave it raw and unedited, dude, to be honest with you.
Oh, hell no.
Why not? I'm the best thing here, apparently.
That's a terrible idea.
Hey, good idea.
All right, so let's talk about women. All right, let's be 100% real. Bub gets no hoes. That's big facts.
Ah, hell no.
Billy, I don't know what the hell Billy does, honestly. I don't know what he's doing.
What?
You, like, you'll pop up and Billy is in some chick that you would have never believed. He's in her DMs. He's in her DMs, and it's kind of like, what the fuck is Billy doing?
Oh, I'm doing that right now. It's a podcast.
Of course you are.
Throw some shade
in the podcast? Is this what it's come to?
Man, I'm too white for shade. Get out of here,
bro. Nah, just forget it.
Yeah, agree on how white he is. Billy's probably the palest motherfucker like I've seen in a long time. That boy pale. For real.
What's you talking about? My birthday Thursday at Mexican Bowl's. Time to pull up.
Oh, yeah. It's actually Bub's birthday. Well, like, when is your actual birthday?
It's this Saturday, December the 8th.
It's December 8th, man. Everybody go to Peyton Harris, you know, Bub Harris on Instagram. Look him up. Wish him a happy birthday. Snapchat him something. Send him a booty pic.
Why, yeah.
You know, write a happy birthday on your cheeks or something and just kind of send him that. You know what I mean? Just, you know.
Give him $5 like I did.
$5.
That's a true story, man. I did. Give
him
$5.
I did. I gave him gas money.
One thing. I want to get
I better buy the Red Bull, man.
Let's get into some true stuff. Kind of like when we first met. Let's talk about that. I feel like that'd be some funny stories.
Oh God, I don't want to hear this.
So when I first met Billy, I met Billy like my second grade year. So I've known Billy for, you could say, a very long time. And I'm at Bub, so I've also
you met me about 2 weeks ago.
No, Bub, I've met you before.
Oh, hell no.
Because I used to hang out, because me and Robert hung out, and you used to go to those games, remember?
Yeah, sure.
So I had this friend named Robert, and he was mutual friends with me and Bub. And we pulled into a game, and I got a text. Robert's like, hey, man, are you here? I was like, yeah, bro, I'm here. So I ended up finding him, and Robert is with Bub and someone else. I can't remember who it is at the time. So we walked over there and we started hanging out. Now, Robert starts talking about how this man, Bub, is an absolute legend.
Okay? Oh, bad man.
He's a bad man.
No, I promise.
Absolute animal. And so that's when I met Bub. And I remember it was really weird and awkward because he didn't know me. I just gave him hell for being short and little.
Ah, hell no.
You remember that?
Not really. That's good, though. Keep it going.
That was my story of meeting Bub.
Yeah, and y'all already met me about 2 weeks ago, Bubs, and he kicked me out of Xbox Live party.
That was my B. I didn't know who you were. I'm getting fucking lit up. If y'all ain't know, we out here playing some Fortnite.
Yeah, we're about to be streaming. You feel me?
84.6%.
We're about to be streaming. Your ass is dead.
Oh, you dead, Cub.
Oh, yeah.
They're on top of the building.
All right. Well, you know, man, I'm about to go out here. You go get this easy two-piece. You feel me?
No, as you die. No.
Comment now in the comment section below. Is it a dub or a L? Call it.
L. L.
Son of a bitch.
L.
I don't even see these guys, bro.
They're back here shooting, man.
I'll be 100% real with you, Chief. About to get on his head, though.
I pulled up on him. Kill it, yeah. Okay, we'll get you.
Yeah, I got him, coach.
All right, start another.
What do y'all want to talk about? I'm kind of running out of stuff here. This is not a very well thought out, thought and planned out.
Well, the intro was just possibly a little comedic relief.
Hey, Bob, how about them Lakers?
Ah, boy, you know me. We're about to eat out here.
You mean the Lakers, yeah?
Shut your bitch ass mouth, baby. You're just a bandwagon.
Bandwagon what? I'm not a bandwagon Lakers fan. I hate the Lakers. I like LeBron, not the Lakers. Lakers can go die. Okay.
Is that right?
Get that straight, so, pal.
Let's be 100% real with the viewers out here. Billy, he's a very, very hardcore LeBron fan.
I'm a very
Time that we walk in and see Billy, he's always either watching the highlights from the day before or some kind of mixtape of LeBron.
LeBron fan. He actually watched the basketball game. Oh,
Bubby, I ain't got cable. Can't watch him.
Why ain't you got cable, bro?
I don't know. I ain't had it since 2013. You're asking the wrong man.
Punked him out.
It's like you dead ass don't have TV.
No.
So you have internet, a phone, phone service, and Xbox Live.
Oh, no, I don't got no phone service. No service.
You're just a beach bum, dude. Fresh spawn on art.
Billy, you are living the dream. I'm gonna be 100% real with you.
Well, I wish I could live it like that. Yeah.
Oh god.
Oh hell no, I just got loud.
Whatever you just did there made my ears go.
Yeah.
We're
gonna
take that shit out.
Yeah, I edited it out. Okay. So there's gonna be a lot of stuff that gets edited out of this first podcast because this is not going the way I planned it to be.
I don't even know what the plan was. I got told it was a comedic relief or something. I don't know.
Comedic relief? Who said that, Bob?
I didn't say it.
That's what I got told.
You're putting three comedians together. What do you expect? It's not my fault.
The goal is.
This is great now, okay?
All right, so... Y'all want to tell some just like some funny stories?
92%, baby.
And Billy's once again updating us.
You drinking a beer the other day. How's that experience, Bill? What'd you feel?
I felt like, you know, the aftertaste of puke. You know, like it was in my mouth.
Oh, yeah, it's pretty rough stuff, ain't it?
Beer's pretty bad.
Let's go get you some liquor, buddy.
Liquor's quicker and it tastes a lot better.
It burns like hell going down.
It burns, but sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do.
If I had some, I would have, but you know, that was not at my disposal.
Sure, it was, Billy. All you had to do was be like, hey, man, give me some liquor. Set up pretty beer.
Well, there was law watching us too, so he's doing it. But you know, they were asleep in a car.
Uh oh, Billy's a rebel.
Billy's an absolute guy.
He's a bad man.
Yeah,
so like Charles Grubb. Right now.
Like Charles Grubb did it for the gang.
Let's talk about women. Let's bring women back because I tried to start this conversation a second ago.
I got one spammy right now. I'm about to block it. About to hit him with the wah wah.
About to hit him with the 1-2, the block, the shock blocker, man.
Oh no, I ain't 1-2 in that. No.
Yeah, we all know what you're thinking, Billy.
I'm thinking of blocking. That's what I'm thinking.
Splash,
I hate... If I want a unibrow, I'll go to Anthony Davis. Not that.
Shit. so let's get into some deeper 96%. Conversations.
Shut up, Billy, about fucking Fortnite.
Listen, right, pal. Please.
You're ruining the podcast.
So can y'all remember, let's throw it back. Can y'all remember y'all first kiss? Like a real long kiss, like not the kindergarten on the playground bullshit. Like let's talk about some like a real first kiss.
That's been a minute for me, honestly.
When's the last time you kissed a girl, Bob?
Summer.
Who is it, though?
No comment.
Nah, buddy. Come on. You on the podcast,
Shut
bro.
Shut your ass up, Dave. Can't do this, sir.
Well, so my first
change quiz, subject.
Yep. I can't talk about that.
But I'm not talking about it. Nope.
Let's throw it back to seventh grade year. I got myself a girlfriend the first day of school.
Oh, Thomas.
Yeah. You already know I pull bitches. That's just 99%. Okay, and Billy's once again being us with the fucking Fortnite download. Please kill yourself, honestly. So we're at a game. We'd kind of talked about it. I was like, hey, man, just give me a little sugar, you know what I'm saying? And so it ended up actually kind of getting to the point. Sloppy it was doppy. Me. No. I didn't even know what that fucking was, bub. That point in time. So we're pulled to the game, and the game's about to be over. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, everybody's going home. So I'm just chilling. I'm like, I know I got to make a move. Like, if I don't make one soon, then, you know, there's just going to be, nothing. There's going to be nothing to say. Yeah, I have fucking 3L. So it's me, one of my buddies, and this girl. It was my, little fling girlfriend, whatever you want to call it at that time. So we're sitting there, and I remember I was telling him about it, and he was like, bro, if you're going to kiss her, just kiss her. I was like, man, I don't know, man. I was kind of pussy out about it. This is before I was the, the OG bad hard ass, right? So, I was kind of tripping, not going to lie. And so everybody's about to leave, and everybody's leaving the stands, and we're in the top part. Now, if you've ever been to middle school, if you're in the top part, really, no one really pays that much attention to you. So I was like, bro, I ain't trying to have people, look at me, bro. So the friend that I was with, the guy, he stands up and he puts his arms out and he blocks me and her. So at this point, I'm just like, I'm going to go for it. So I leaned in and peck. You know what I'm saying? I got my first real life kiss. You know what I'm saying?
Baby,
don't hate the hustle. You got to do what you got to do sometimes.
When's this battle over with? Because I cannot play like this. I got to have some sound.
Billy.
You can start wrapping it up if you want to. I don't care. We can start streaming.
Yeah, let's stream. I want to stream. I legit want to stream.
All right, let's do it. So this has been the first podcast. This is just kind of a test run. We'll see how this goes. I think it's been a banger.
I think it's been pretty great. Hit me up anytime you need me.
Was just Billy tripping out a little bit, but yeah, we'll see y'all later.
But I'm going to mention it on my birthday for real. If you want to pull up Thursday, we'll be at El Dorado's.
And Clay County, man, the Manchester Square pull up. Wish Bob a happy birthday.
Probably about 7.
All right, man. This has been it for the boys, the ins and outs of high school podcast episode 1/intro. Peace. So I'll see y'all later.
See you guys.
See you.